During the holiday season, I always get sentimental and find myself spending time reflecting on what I'm grateful for. This year, I've been reflecting on how lucky I am to be supported by incredible people who have helped to pave my way in my career and life. My story in the media industry began in 2012 when I was just a high school co-op student at the Packet and Times. It was there that I met Dave Dawson, Nathan Taylor, Mike McClimont, and other seasoned reporters and editors who could have easily brushed me off. However, they chose to share their knowledge and they patiently taught me the ropes. In hindsight, they didn't have to do that. Yet their willingness to invest in me gave me the foundation I needed to pursue my dreams. When I came home from studying broadcasting at Durham College from 2015 to 2017, I felt uncertain about what was next for me. I was fortunate to reconnect with Jack Latimer, someone I'd known my whole life, who opened the door to opportunities at our local radio stations, formerly known as KICX 106 and 104.1 The Dock. Jack, a popular morning show host for decades in Orillia, has always been generous with his time and guidance. His support allowed me to join the tailgate team and work on air shifts in a part-time position during weekends. However, as much as I loved working in radio, the reality was that my student loan loomed large, and I wasn't making enough to tackle it. I needed another job, and that's when John Hamill, another family friend and a Packet connection, came into the picture. He helped me get a full-time job during the week with Wagner Lawn Care, which allowed me to keep pursuing my radio career on weekends. While working with the owner, Glenn, I learned many invaluable lessons. It was more than just a job and it helped me develop many skills. Over two summers, I not only matured immensely but also paid off my student loan, a milestone I'll always be proud of. The lessons I learned from Glenn and working with him and his staff helped to shape the person I am today. But life, as it often does, threw a curveball at me in 2020. I was let go from my position at the radio stations due to mass cutbacks, leaving me unsure of my next step in pursuing my dream of working in the media industry. As I often do, leaned on John Hamill for advice, and within hours, Dave Dawson, now the editor of Orillia Matters, called to offer me a full-time position. This pattern of people showing up for me at critical moments isn't something I take for granted. These individuals have been there to support me on my best and worst days, and I don't think I've properly thanked them all for their mentorship, kindness, and belief in me. Without their support, I wouldn't be where I am today. This column being published during the season of giving is my way of saying thank you for all that they have given me. Thank you for seeing potential in me, for challenging me to be the best I can be, and for teaching me the value of hard work, resilience, and community. I'm proud of the man that I have become, and a lot of that can be attributed to your guidance. I hope that one day I can pay it all forward.